This recording is entitled Minding the Media, presented by Greg Goodorf. This workshop was recorded at the 34th Annual Arizona Home Education Convention, hosted by Arizona Families for Home Education. To learn more about homeschooling in Arizona, visit afhe.org. For additional recordings from this conference, please visit store.resoundingvoice.com.
Thank you, Peter. As Peter said, good morning. We're glad to be here this morning, aren't we? I know I am. I am the CEO of PureFlix.com. Let me start by asking, how many of you have heard of PureFlix.com? Ah, I love this. Yes, PureFlix.com seems to really resonate with the homeschool audience as an additional set of tools for folks to use. So I appreciate each of you who've heard about us. Now the real test question is, how many are members of PureFlix.com? Yeah, there's some room for improvement there. All right, well good. Let me tell you, we're here today to speak about minding the media. I'm very happy to be introducing a person to stage in a little bit here who has specifically been helping battle this situation in the media that we want to talk about today. You're going to find her insights just amazing, I'm sure. And we've planned our session today, so there'll be plenty of time for questions and answers at the end. So if you've got something you want to ask us as you hear our story and you hear what we're both doing, feel free to jot yourself a note so you remember it, and I'll look forward to the questions towards the latter part of our presentation. So, let's get started, shall we? Yeah. This is a stat you may or may not know, and your situation is a little different as homeschoolers, but it's pretty amazing. From birth to age 17, the average child will be exposed to more than 65,000 hours of digital media. 65,000 hours. 81 times more hours than the time they spend in church. 32 times more hours than the time they spend with non-homeschool parents. And 6 times the time they spend in school if they're not homeschoolers. Think about the impact of where the mind is being formed and fed when it comes to media. It's coming from outside of the home, outside of the school effort, outside of the church effort. That 65,000 hours of digital media is really an amazing stat that we've let ourselves into as a population. Now, within digital media, streaming video in particular is a very large part of those 65,000 hours. Now, I'm involved in the streaming video business. That's what I've done for many years. And for the longest time, I almost felt guilty about how successful it was becoming as a context, as a medium. PureFlix.com has allowed me to kind of shift and bring good to the streaming video world. But if you think it's something you can ignore, you're likely wrong. Not only that 65,000 hour metric, but take a look at the size of the streaming video market. Almost a half a billion homes worldwide by the 2020 type range. Today in the U.S., Netflix is in 50 million homes. There's 118 million TV homes. There's 90-some million internet-connected homes in the U.S. Netflix is in 50 million of them. Amazon, 30 million. Hulu, 12 million. Great services in their own right. They bring video to life, lots of good things to be there, but it's a very broad swath of content that they bring to bear in the home, as you know, and perhaps not attuned to everything that you're looking for. Beyond the three 800-pound gorillas in the streaming video business, you have the HBOs and the Showtimes and the CBSs, and they're all in the 1 to 2 million subscriber range. And then you've got the third tier. And the third tier of streamers is where you have lots of innovation going on, lots of disruption going on, and quite frankly, that's where PureFlix is. Now, PureFlix.com was launched just 2 years ago, but we've already grown to well over 200,000 members, and we're actively driving that forward. We've been really pleased with the way this growth has come along, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it. The reason we're excited about video from a make a difference perspective is a quote like this, which came from Kaltura just a couple of years back. Video may be the best way to improve learning styles, especially when it comes to remembering key facts and figures. I'm older. I learned differently, not video. But today's world, video is the thing. We all know that. The kids are into video without a doubt. Most younger adults are into video and will tell you that they would rather catch video than read something oftentimes. We have to respect that video is the tool being used today, the most prolific tool used today. Against that backdrop, all those hours of media, all of that streaming video, and the fact that video is a great tool, we launched PureFlix. We launched 2 years ago in June of 2015, and as I said, we've been growing since. But we launched to provide a safe, wholesome video collection, curation, that families who were interested in faith and family-oriented content, you know, it's that old, you put the bad stuff in, you get the bad out, you put the good stuff in, you get the good out. If you're interested in the good stuff coming in over video, that's what we're endeavoring to provide. And what we found as customers tell us about how they use PureFlix.com is that we make a great complement to the homeschool curriculum materials that you're already using. We've got lots of documentaries, we've got lots of educational programs, we've got lots of TV and entertainment, movies and the like, all from that perspective of faith and family orientation. One of our taglines that we've used in our marketing has been very easy: no language, sex, or violence surprises. It sounds so simple, right? But how different is that than what you see on TV every day, regular TV, right? That's the promise that we bring through with PureFlix.com. So let me roll a short little video to give you an idea.
Here's the deal. PureFlix.com has 6,500 titles you can watch right now. That's way too many to show you in just 90 seconds, but you know what? Here we go.
Is this a brand?
I'm the man, you are the dog. I am talking to a dog.
How many times do you know the directions to your house, but you listening to the phone?
Who saw something they recognized in there? Huh? Isn't that so much easier than me trying to explain to you what it is we have on site? You see a wide range of content, without a doubt. Here's a picture of our homepage, one of our homepages, and you just get a sense of all of these titles available in an interface that's like what you're already used to in streaming video. The New York Times, back around Easter time, did an article on PureFlix, and they called us a Netflix for Christians. Okay, that says it very simply. That's what we're about, bringing videos to the faith and family market, without doubt. If you don't know PureFlix, how many of you are from the Phoenix area? Did you know PureFlix is actually headquartered here in the Phoenix area? Yeah, been in Scottsdale for about 12 years. PureFlix, first and foremost, is a studio. So they produce movies. They started out, three fellas came together, decided that they wanted to take their skills, their commercial skills, and use them to serve their faith. And so they started out to make movies that went to DVD. And from the DVD movies, they stretched into theatrical. 2014, they had their big breakout hit, God's Not Dead. Anyone seen that one? Yeah? All right, $60-some million box office on a very shoestring budget. And then they've gone on to produce A God's Not Dead 2, movies like Do You Believe, Woodlawn, the football movie. In April of this year, they launched The Case for Christ, built on Lee Strobel's book. That's been great. It's at about a $15 or $16 million box office so far and really growing nicely. So here we are in the Phoenix area, and we've got a movie studio located in Scottsdale. Now, before you get ideas of the movie studios with false sets and big sound stages and the like, that's not what we have in Scottsdale, right? And the reason for that is we shoot all over the world. We're working on a movie for release late this year, a Samson movie, from Samson from the Bible. We shot it in South Africa. We finished shooting just a couple of weeks ago. So we go wherever we can to do the shooting in the right environment. The God's Not Dead, a lot of that was shot in Arkansas, in the Little Rock, Arkansas area. So we go wherever, but we're headquartered here in Scottsdale. We also have an office in L.A., not too far from Hollywood. So we have to be close to that machine to understand what's going on there as well. As I said before, not only have people embraced us for our faith and family content, but the homeschooling content has been a big plus. I wanted to just share a couple of slides to give you some ideas. Yes, it's about streaming video, and by the way, we stream on phones and tablets and Rokus and Apple TVs and all the different devices, computers and the like. But we also put together a series of usually PDF materials that you might find helpful as well, and they're free. So you head out to pureflix.com, drop us a note, we'll help you find them if you're having difficulties there. But, you know, here's an offering we did where we pulled together specific ways to use movies and documentaries about science, history, and geography to supplement your curriculums at home. Just a great, handy download. And it specifically points out titles so you don't have to discover them on your own that will support those particular subject matters. We also have a set of ongoing weekly releases where we can provide information sets and the like. We did a partnership with the Old Schoolhouse folks, theoldschoolhouse.com folks, and we've been working together with them to give you a hint. We're going to do it again this fall, and it's going to be bigger, to provide materials from their great resource collection to our PureFlix members as well. So the tools are not just video, but also PDFs and ebooks that you can use as well. Sometimes, I want to leave this slide, and we'll be moving on to introduce Tina here, but sometimes folks say, well, I don't want to sign up just now. Yeah, I know about you guys, but how do I just keep in touch? It's real simple. Just text on your phone. I know they said turn off the ringers, but if you want to text on your phone, the word PureFlix to the number there, 44222, no space in PureFlix, okay? We'll put you on a list so that you get our emails and materials. You can take them, use them as you like. You can always unsubscribe. Don't worry about that. Just like our service itself, it's easy in and easy out as you wish. Our service, just to tell you one little tidbit about it, we offer a free one-month trial. I'm speaking to those people who were in the gap between I heard about you, but I haven't yet become a member. It's a one-month free trial. Sign up for it. Cancel any time. For that matter, anytime you become a member, you can cancel any time. One of the things I'll warn you about, though, is we're a little different. For instance, in the month of May, we began an effort that's running through this month where, as part of our marketing, we're contributing to Convoy of Hope International. If you know Convoy of Hope, they go wherever there's a need in the country, a disaster need. They roll their semis. They're there with water, food, supplies, etc. They also do around the country 200 city events where they serve people in need, food, school supplies, haircuts, shoes, all kinds of things. We partnered with them for the month of May, June, and July, and because of our members being active PureFlix.com members, we committed to provide over $300,000 over those 3 months of goods and services to the Convoy of Hope cause. So we're trying to not just be a video service to feed the mind the good stuff of faith and family-oriented programming, but we're taking seriously our commitment to make sure we're giving back to the community as well. We've got different programs coming up in that regard in the cause marketing area that you'll learn about, but the easiest way to learn about them, text PureFlix to 44222, and we'll keep you posted. All right, so you saw the video. Hopefully I've given you a little sneak peek to say we've got lots of content. Now the question is, how do we go about minding the media? Take a look at that cover, will you? That's our guest here today, Tina Marie Griffin. She's a Wisconsin farm kid turned Hollywood actress. She's a warrior woman from my perspective when it comes to the media world. She has a show recently launched called Hollywood Exposed that works to reveal the media's power to influence people, especially our teens. So it goes perfect with the idea we've been talking about here of all these hours of digital media and how do we manage that. You're going to really like the kinds of things Tina will share. And as she completes that portion of our presentation, we'll move to the Q&A. So be thinking of your questions and answers. Please help me welcome Tina Marie Griffin to the stage. Tina. There you go, Tina.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. How y'all doing today? Yay, thank you for coming. I'm really, really excited about PureFlix. When I first found out about them, I was almost bummed out that it didn't exist a decade sooner when I was a kid. So I'm just glad there is a positive option for our families today. Speaking on the lies of pop culture, for the last 14 years, the biggest issue I had is parents coming up afterwards saying, what can we watch? You know, Touched by an Angel was taken off the air, and I loved MacGyver as a kid. Any adult remember MacGyver? It was like Monday night was over. You're like, no, hurry up. Let's get that show back on the air. And so now there are 6,500 options for us to get our hands on where we don't have to digest and be forced to watch entertainment coming from Hollywood. The top watched movies on the big screen are movies like Finding Nemo, and Toy Story 3 was the top movie a couple years ago when that came out. These are the top grossing films, and yet it seems like they're only in the theaters for a couple weeks. They're not really advertised that much, and yet they're clean family options. So it's nice to know that you exist, and I'm just really excited that I discovered who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Tina. It's been a pleasure working with you. Your slides, just push your arrow button, you're good, okay?
Okay. So, let's see.
There you go, your down arrow.
There we go. So the different shows that I had a chance to work on, when I first moved to Hollywood, I grew up on a dairy farm. My parents thought I was crazy for going to Hollywood 2,000 miles away. I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so I was a Green Bay Packer fan. I didn't watch a lot of entertainment, but when I did, it was positive stuff. And here I moved to Hollywood at the age of 20 to go to Cal State Los Angeles, and I graduated with a degree in film and television broadcasting. And a minored in radio, absolutely loved it. And within the first week of going out there, everybody started calling me, hey, Miss Wisconsin, because they couldn't say my last name. I had a total Polish name. And I started getting involved in working in film and TV. I was signed with about 30 agents at the time. Each day I got to work on a different movie set, a different TV show. Within the first couple months, I met MacGyver personally, and I told him he was my big crush. He thought that was pretty funny. Lizzie McGuire hired me on as Mrs. Cheese, go figure. One of the guys in the set said, I know this chick from Wisconsin. She loves cheese. She can play Mrs. Cheese. So Days of Her Lives opened up. Just had a really fun time working in Hollywood for a decade. I actually graduated within 2 years after transferring because I took all my classes on a Tuesday and Thursday at Cal State LA, Los Angeles. And then the other days of the week, I was on set for 14, 16-hour days learning about personally firsthand what I was getting for class time on a Tuesday and a Thursday. Absolutely loving the industry. I learned early, though, very early in my 10 years of working in film and TV, that celebrities, everyone that I met of them and had a very good conversation with them, they told me, Tina, we shelter our own kids. This is just a job. And I would start to ask them, hey, you know, when 8 Mile came out with Brittany Murphy and there was some premarital sex scenes and drugs, I actually met her on Little Black Book, and we talked about a half an hour to the point where the director had to tell us, hey, girls, stop chatting. We're trying to shoot a movie. But I had a really good talk with Brittany Murphy. She had passed away several years ago, about a year after I met her, and she told me, Tina, I feel like I'm pressured to do these roles in the industry. I don't agree with it. Sometimes it's hard for me to sleep at night, but I feel like I have to do these roles in order to get ahead in the industry. So it gave me a whole different insight to the fact that these celebrities, many of them that we watch, were like, hey, I can't believe Miley Cyrus is doing that, or I can't believe Beyonce is promoting witchcraft in her music, because it is, and she admits it. And I have that on my counterculturemom.com website. Total admission to what these celebrities are doing. And I have a whole specific topic just on a show entitled Witchcraft and Satanism in the Music Industry. It's all over the place. And I have young teens now seeing it when I speak in schools, sending me information that they're finding. They're like a little undercover FBI agents. All to say, people are starting to wake up and realize this, but these celebrities that are doing this, a lot of times they feel forced by their agents, a pressure if they don't take this role, they're not going to get another role in the industry again. They're afraid they're going to be replaced, put on a no-call list, fired from their agent. I experienced that myself. I was on a movie set one time, and long story short, they wanted me to wear like a 4 or 5 inch nylon skirt. Really, it's like, why even put a skirt on? It wasn't covering anything. My first thought is, if my dad sees this scene in the movie, he's going to have a heart attack, and I'll have to explain to my family why he passed away. So I said, I can't wear this. I threw it back over the wardrobe door, and the lady's like, you'll never work for our company again. And my heart was beating out of my chest. I'm like, my agent's going to can me. What's going to happen for my career? But I had to do what I knew was right. I did not want to do that role. And I didn't work for them again, but my agent understood, and I was just very specific. I want to make sure that you know I won't do nudity. I won't do bikini on the beach. I was offered a $25,000 job for a Miller Lite commercial I turned down just because I didn't want to be pressured into doing something I would later regret. It was a great journey. I loved Hollywood. It taught me so much to where I'm able to share now across the globe with interpreters in some places about the entertainment industry. But as the years went on and more celebrities came forward telling me firsthand, Tina, we shelter our kids. Eminem rewrote his lyrics for years. His daughter Haley is now 19 years old. She grew up with her best friend in Hollywood. I was on a cruise for Focus on the Family. And her daughter and his daughter's best friend came up to me saying, oh my gosh, Haley and I were on the playground. And the guys were singing these graphic lyrics and telling her, oh my gosh, I listen to your dad all the time, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. She's like, that's not his lyrics. That's not what he sings. They're that protected. And so over the years, I realized this, put this show together, worked on a ton of different sets, all to say, as time went on, less and less positive entertainment choices existed for families until PureFlix came along with so many choices. So just different opportunities I had a chance to work for. That did the Miss America pageant. I worked for Nintendo trade show for a decade. I got to know the video games coming out before they released to help warn parents. I'm still all the time warning people ahead of time before things are released. This is my Facebook Counterculture Mom group page. If you want to know what's in the know, it's an open forum. I made it an open group so parents can share with each other, hey, this is in the news, check it out, warn your kids. Here's what you can do to be aware, and everybody can post on that page. It's not just me giving information. I want this to be a community. It's a counterculture crusade for the sake of our kids. We have to fight back. It's worth the fight. Our kids deserve so much more than what Hollywood is feeding them. So this is the group page. And then my tips, at the end of every show, I let people know they can go to counterculturemom.com. I have pop culture alerts, which I'll share about in a minute. Hollywood Insider Show is on every Tuesday. When I met Greg, I tried to get him as a guest, like, immediately, but he had a flight to take. But great information he shared. You can look at that episode on our YouTube channel, which you can get through Counterculture Mom. Eye-opening video gallery of these celebrities admitting what they're doing is wrong, but they could care less. Those are videos. If you get in a tiff with your kids because they don't believe what you're saying, have them watch a video. Then they'll say, Mom, you're right. Dad, you're right. I can't believe it. Thank you for showing me this. That way the argument and the anger is against the celebrity, not yourself. And the battle is fought where it should be fought. We have booking information. I go to schools, churches, camps, parent events all over the place, homeschool conferences now. The biggest thing I could tell you to do to get a lot of information fast is text the word guide to 444-999. To get my resource guide, I put together a 4-page PDF that has hyperlinks in it. Of course, PureFlix is in there. We have all different sources. Focus on the Family magazines. The Circle device is phenomenal. That helps you monitor how long you want each kid's tech device to be on during the day, the hours you want it on, so you don't have to worry about them being on the internet at midnight, which who knows what they're surfing the net looking at. We've got the PureFlix free month trial on there, positive music list, over 300 clean movies are available for you, 50 non-violent video games, a lot of great stuff. Clean comedians, just a great, also, helplines that are on there. If your kids or your neighbor kids are into cutting or suicide, depression, eating disorders, alcohol, drug issues, I have hyperlinks in this PDF that you can share with them as well by texting the word guide. With that, you'll be put in our newsletter list once a week where I will send out an update of what's going on from Hollywood so you find out ahead of time. My last really cool thing about 2 months ago is I launched with my husband the Pop Culture Alert texting service. What I kept getting from families was the same thing over and over again. Tina, we're not finding out fast enough. We love your content. Most of it, excellent. But there's a couple things I wish I would have found out about 3 months ago. My daughter Sarah came home from the school bus. Here's what she was exposed to. My, you know, son John saw this in the playground. I wish I would have known about it ahead of time. Seems like parents today with the tech advances, our kids are so much more advanced in it. We're finding out after they're already into it. Anyone here hear about the Blue Whale Challenge? Okay, this kids knew about it and they were attempting it. 137 kids lost their lives already with that app. It's a suicide challenge. Within the 50th day, these kids were taking their lives because they were challenged throughout those 50 days to not sleep more than 2 hours a night and to watch a couple horror flicks every night in a row and to stand on the edge of the building and sway as far as they can before they fall over. And kids were doing it, and they were so lack of sleep after 50 days, they were killing themselves. And young kids knew about this. It was all over the school systems, but parents were finding out later. I'm like, that's it. I was talking to my husband. We need like a Pop Culture Alert texting service. Ding, ding, ding. Phones across the country lighting up with the alert ahead of time. So we find out as parents before the kids get introduced to this gross, grotesque entertainment. And a light bulb went off in my head, and we did it. So if you text the word alert to 444-999, each week you'll get a Pop Culture Alert video. It'll be a text on your phone with a picture, a link. You go to the link. It's not just, hey, watch out for this. I give you a 7 to 10 minute video on a screen share, exactly what to do to protect your kids, conversation points to have with your kids to help protect them from that media I'm talking about, and also positive options with helpful links below if you want to go deeper into that subject. But it's yours. It's a membership site and it's $4.99 a month. Once again, if you text the word alert to 444-999, you also get on our newsletter list. You also get our 4-page guide. So that's me in a nutshell. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up the fight. We all see an issue. That's why I'm guessing most of us are homeschooling our kids, because we know we have to do something for the next generation. So thank you for the time and investment, the blood, sweat, and tears. It's so well worth it for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. You know, when PureFlix does many of these homeschool conventions across the U.S., and when we were asked to participate in this one, it was an easy one. But we wanted to try something. It was an easy decision to make. We wanted to try something different. And Tina came to mind. Tina and I met back in March, I think it was, at the National Religious Broadcasters Show in Florida. And she dialed right into what we were trying to do and said, we need to work together. So this is our effort today of working together to take not just the business of streaming video, which is the PureFlix.com business, and doing positive video, but to address kind of the underlying issues around why it's so badly needed. And so, Tina, I thank you very much for the kinds of things you do out there.
Well, thank you. I thank you for existing.
Yeah, it's fun. So we're going to ask for questions, just to be ready, but I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you. You want to have a seat? You mentioned some of the reasons why you got involved in this to begin with, but was there a particular media example or a particular occurrence that said to you, I got to speak out about this?
Yeah, when I was in Hollywood, I was mentoring a bunch of young women at our church, Oasis Christian Center. Usually at night, Friday nights, we also had a youth group and a counseling throughout the week. But I also was, of course, working in pop culture, and I started to see the correlation between the number of girls. 2 of the 7 or 8 girls were actually raped, 1 during school hours in the school. Mm-hmm. And when I started digging in deep about what is happening, where is their mindset, their worldview, how are they coming up with what they believe and what they're doing with their lives, a lot of it stemmed from, oh, because Madonna does that. And did you see Britney Spears? And I'm going back a decade. But they didn't relate it to even Friends, which I thought they'd be relating to. It was entertainment and pop culture and what they thought was hip and cool and a trend, and they wanted to try it or do it, or they dressed a certain way. And as a result, these girls found themselves in that situation. So when I saw that, I love the Lord, became a Christian when I was 16, and I said, God, I am so not a speaker. I'm really afraid. I'm not a singer either. I like acting. Tell me what to say, and I'll say it. But when I did, when I asked him to give me clarity on what he wanted me to do, he said, Tina, you have to talk about these issues. Mm. You have to get out there. And so for a year, I sent out press kits to everywhere that I knew, schools with friends that now had graduated college and are teachers in schools all over the place. And basically the door first opened at a music festival, the same music festival that I went to as a kid, which was great. And then it just went on from there, doors open to this message. And I fell in love with that and said goodbye to the bad entertainment choices mm-hmm. for acting in and hello to speaking out about these topics.
Amen. So moving from that, when your kids came along, was it a natural decision to say, I'm going to homeschool?
No. And I wish I have a young man helping me here today, videotaping this live, but I have a quote on there that I should have taken off before I did this, because that is where the light bulb went off once again. God speaks to all of us in such wild ways, but I was a go-getter. I lived on flights. I traveled for 7 or 8 years at that point where I didn't even know what city I was landing in. I lived on planes, but I loved it. Then I met my husband, and that's a whole crazy story in itself. I waited for sex until my wedding night. I wanted to wait one more week so I could say I was a 30-year-old virgin. But my husband's like, we're not waiting. A blog. If you guys know the blog For Every Mom, Jenny Rapson, she's amazing. She just posted this blog 2 days ago. And I'm like, out of all the blogs you could pick from my website, you picked the one where I said, the first time I had sex. That's it. She's going to post that. He threw a piece of our wedding cake on a plate, said, we're dancing 2 dances and we're out of here.
Yeah.
And he threw it, like, threw me in the car. But he was going through, he was a missionary kid from Africa. He took over 100 Tylenol pills, tried to commit suicide when he came back to the States because he wasn't getting the Christian lifestyle and felt so much pressure compared to Africa. He wanted to go back into the jungle. He just felt so much pressure and did things he regretted and tried to take his life. But when God spared his life. I met him when he was in a drug rehab. He was the type of guy I warned young girls at purity conferences to run from. And God's like, this is the man that I want you to marry. And it was very clear. Got married, had 4 kids in 4 years right away. Mm. 4 kids in 4 years. Where my heart was so torn for the first 2 years, Greg, because I got emails from kids saying they were suicidal, they were depressed, come to our school. Teachers saying, we have cutting issues, please come today. And I had, by that time, 2 or 3 kids in diapers. Where I would take the kids with me, I can't believe I'm sharing this part, but we're raw and real, right? We got a couple minutes to make this happen. I would be behind stage nursing my baby and then running out saying, hey, what's up, West High School? All right! And passing my baby off to the first kid, like a teenager in the audience. I would, of course, ahead of time ask. Kid Jake would be quiet, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, he's not fussing for anything. You know, maybe burp every couple minutes. But I was so in love with both that there wasn't enough time to. I just wish there was, I want to live till I'm actually 40 today.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. I wish I could say I could live to 200 because when you fall in love with something you love to do, you just want to live forever. So I've been traveling with my kids, my family, the next 3 weeks we're on the road, and very thankful I married a man that loves me and understands that if I don't share about my heart and passion, I'm not the same mom. After 3 or 4 months, he's like, get on a plane tomorrow. You're cranky. You're nuts. You got to get out of here. So it was a major juggling act, but I knew I had to do it. Quickly, the one thing that opened my eyes to this is I knew I wasn't a patient person. I had 4 kids in 4 years, and Jake was turning 5, and he was going to be in kindergarten. I felt the pressure. It was like July that year. I'm like, do I send him to public school, knowing full well what's going on in public schools today because I'm speaking in them.
Right.
So without getting into all that mess, I said, God, I don't know if I can do, I have patience, and can I still speak and teach and teach my kids? And I was literally crying one day, asking for guidance. I wasn't getting a clear direction, and time was running out. And the very next day, we were moving, in the process of moving. And I opened up a cookbook. I don't know why. I was like flipping through this old cookbook from a rummage sale. And out fell a quote. I wish I would have had it memorized. It's long. From Martin Luther. And he said, basically, in a nutshell, the quote was, we are coming into a time that we have to protect our kids and pull them out of public schools if they're starting to rip God out of schools and promote evolution, satanic type environment. Whatever those words were, I wish I had it, but it's on my phone. But those words, when I sat there, I fell down on my stairs and just started crying. I'm like, God, this is a Martin Luther quote on a note card.
Wow.
Falling out of a cookbook from a place I don't even know where I bought it. And I was like, God's like, just give me 12 more hours. I'll give you the answer. Just chill out. And then I decided that day, I'm like, I sent it to Luke. I said, we're homeschooling our kids. This is what God wants me to do. This is very clear. That's a long answer to your question. I'm sorry.
I love that
answer. That's how it happened for me.
I go to cookbooks for a very different inspiration. Wow, that's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I'm curious about is you see all the negative that some of us may just casually see. Like, I hadn't heard the blue whale in detail. I knew there was something with kids and it was resulting in some deaths, but I didn't pay any attention. But you see this in real detail. How do you do that and still come off as positive and full of energy as you are?
Well, I don't know what I'm hopefully with age, I don't get slower in my energy. With kids, it's kind of tough. But I love the Lord. I will admit I have to read scripture a lot more than I do. There's days where I don't read anything at all, and I have to, even if it's for 15, 20 minutes. I have to get up earlier. But I'm exhausted because I'm doing research on media at night, sometimes till midnight. So it's a matter of just balancing that out. But I know that I'm doing what God's called me to do, and I know it can be stressful, but my other choice is to quit doing what God's called me to do, and then I would be miserable, and I'd rather put up with the anger sometimes with the stuff I see in pop culture and how they're stripping the innocence from our kids, but at least I know I can do something about it. At least I know about it, and I know how I can help other moms and dads be aware of it. Then I wouldn't be able to sleep at night just saying I give up, and there's many times I wanted to wave the white flag.
Yeah.
But when I get a text from a school counselor saying, guess what, we have a young guy here that almost committed suicide, but because you came and spoke at our school, he's alive today. I had another mom over the years, just story upon story, another mom that told me her son had a suicide note written. She went home on a Thursday. They talked for 3 hours. He finally broke down and said, here's my suicide note. Here's how I was going to kill myself in 12 hours. And he's alive today, 10 years later. I think about those stories, so it's worth it to me. Another girl at a school where I live, after I spoke at the school three or four times that one day, different sessions, she came to the counselors and said, I won't be needing this any longer, and set down her knife that she was cutting her wrist with. So when you get those kind of stories, you know that you have to keep doing what you're doing.
You know, you're hitting on something that when I first got involved with PureFlix.com, I did 30 years in the tech world, so I knew the technology piece of it, and they had a technology problem to solve. And I thought, okay, this is a problem I know how to solve. I can do this. I can help them. I said, I'll do this to get you to launch. But when we launched and I started to hear stories, not that dramatic as you're sharing, but stories from people that were saying, finally, I can watch TV without my hand hovering over the mute button. Finally, I can watch with my 11-year-old. Finally, my wife, who's been struggling with her faith, sat down and watched a show with me, and I turned halfway, and she's in tears. It broke through. Those kinds of messages, never be shy about sharing them. A lot of times people say, well, I don't want to share that. That's personal. And it is, but I can tell you those stories are making a difference in fueling the businesses. Everyone thinks about businesses as cold-hearted numbers and facts, and right? But they're driven by people. Mm-hmm. And those stories that touch the heart can touch the hearts of the business people as well and drive change within business. So never be shy about sharing those stories.
And you shared on Hollywood Insider there was an 11-year-old kid. The dad called you or sent you a message.
Yeah.
Can you share that a little bit?
Yeah, the father sent us a message. Thank you so much for PureFlix. And okay. He says, I got to tell you, though. He said, for the past 2 months, it's been nothing but PureFlix in our household. And our 11-year-old, who's always been spiritual, has been rebelling against his faith for a while. He's been watching PureFlix with me, and I've seen a marked difference in his day-to-day demeanor. It's made a difference in his life just because of TV, just video, right? But it's the good stuff in, the good stuff out. And that kind of message we hear lots.
Yeah, and the encounter, I know I share with Greg, I went on there. Have you guys seen the encounter yet? Those of you that have. Did you do what I did and look at the whole season one in three nights? I don't watch that much entertainment, but my husband and I were glued to the screen. They were so well done. You have to just check out the free trial. You'll fall in love with the surface. You will notice a major difference between entertainment from Hollywood that they pump out versus what's on PureFlix. And there's so many options. There's even a whole section for kids, like a cooking channel, cooking shows for kids. I mean, that's teaching them visually what they can get involved with and try, not just reading about it in a book, but actually seeing it. But the encounter episodes deal with real life situations. One woman in one episode, I'll just tell you, the husband was cheating on her and he apologized and had some major issues in his life, but he found the Lord, wanted her back in her life, and she's like, you don't deserve me. And she had a pride issue. Well, my husband and I, it's only been him and I since we've been married, but there were some major themes in that show where he'd be nudging me, and then I'd nudge him, and then I would start crying, and he's like, this is such a good show, I'm so glad you watched it tonight. But I will tell you, it teaches you. I'm still thinking about the episode, and I watched that 3 months ago.
Yeah.
This is stuff that will change your life. And young people, exactly what you said earlier, the environment that they put in their minds becomes what they believe and how they act and how they talk to us and their response and their outlook on life. And the shows that are on there, too, make kids dream big dreams. I can do that. Not just watching TV. They might work for PureFlix someday. Yep. They might want to shoot a positive movie.
Yep.
Or take your job over in 30, 40 years.
Yes.
Sorry,
please.
And mine too.
Sooner. That's fine.
So I wanted to ask you really quick.
Hang on. I got to share. You shared an encounter. So the encounter is this series. One of my favorites about it is a family of four, and it's a modern family in the truest sense. They're all on their phones. Mom's cooking and she's got a phone in the hand while she's stirring, right? Each of the kids are in a different room. Dad's hammering away on the tablet and they're texting one another. Is dinner ready yet? You know, it's not the holler out kind of a thing, right? So this is just going on and the power goes out. Nothing's working, right? Who's the electrician who shows up? You don't know it, but it's Jesus. He's quietly working to restore communications without the power. And it's really neat the way that it comes together. There's lots of things like
that. It's so
good. But there's also lots of great, pure family entertainment. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks like the cop shows or the detective shows nowadays. We have a series online called The Ties That Bind. And it's a strong female lead detective. She's got two teenagers of her own. She's taking care of two teenagers for her brother. So there's four teenagers in the house. And it's not overtly faith-driven at all, but they're dealing with real-world issues, and they're dealing with them in a very heartfelt way. And you don't have to worry about a crime scene where you're seeing the gore in detail, right? No sex, language, or violence surprises kind of a thing. Anyways.
No, that's perfect. And I was going to ask you, how and why did you at PureFlix.com decide to gravitate and start helping homeschooling families? How did that all come about?
Pure accident or divine appointment. I don't know which. I should have just looked in a cookbook. I probably could have figured it out in advance. When we first launched, we didn't know quite what to expect, right? At the time, we had maybe 800 or 900 titles. And, you know, it's kind of frightening to launch a new business. You don't know how customers are going to react. But we launched it out there and started to hear right away. I mean, the first month, thousands of people were signing up, way over what we had estimated. And about 2 or 3 months in, we started to get emails from customers saying, I love it. You need to add this. You need to add that, et cetera. And there was a fair amount of, when we started, documentary-type content on our site. Quite frankly, because it's relatively affordable, right? A big Hollywood blockbuster is millions of dollars to license for a service like us. If we want to go after a big Hollywood film that we think is good, it's literally millions of dollars to license it for a couple of years of streaming. But we had lots of documentary. And the notes we were getting was, I used drive-through history to supplement my homeschooling for history. I use 1-2-3 Penguins with my kids. I used Friends and Heroes with my kids. I love the way it brought the Bible to life and allowed me to help teach that. All those kinds of things were in those messages. And so, you know, I've learned a thing or two in my years, and it's like, wow, if that's what people are saying, there's a need, there's a niche. And then we proactively went out and sought more and more programming that would serve that market niche. We started going to conferences to find out what people wanted, and we just built it from there.
I love that. Thank you for doing that, the groundwork. Can you tell us how you pick the actual videos? How were they selected to get onto PureFlix.com?
So it's a process, like anything in a good business is. In our case, we start with, you know, what's available. It's always fun when someone says, well, I know what you need to really be successful. You need this movie, and this movie, right? They don't know that likely those are already licensed somewhere, right? So you have to start with what's available. And then once you have a list of what's available, you have to ask yourself, okay, how is this classified? What's it trying to do? At some level, it's easy for us because we know a bunch of stuff that we aren't going to put on, right? So if it's a horror movie or, something, it's not even worth a look. But then we make a list of these three buckets. These titles are very clearly a win. If we can negotiate them at the right marks, they're on the platform. These are clearly not, right? And then this middle bucket is maybe. They have potential. And if the bucket is bucket of potential, we actually have somebody view it. We've got several people. One of them in particular, Julie, is very good. I don't know how she watches movies all the time, but she watches movies all the time, and she jots down scenes that she thinks we should go back and look at. And it may be, here's a scene where maybe it's a little too risque, or here's a scene where there's a couple of choice words, not what the media world would call curse words, right? But there's a couple of choice words we should think about. Or here's something that's definitely not of a Christian or family nature. And then we go back and we review those things. And in some cases, we can use technology to help. We have a very popular series on the platform called Heartland. But there's, I can tell you mathematically, in each episode of Heartland, there's 3.6 instances of a damn or a hell or something like that. We're using technology now, we're starting to implement it just last month, that will actually allow you to just mute those. So you just don't hear it. It's just gone, right? Because the story itself is a wholesome, positive enough story and people really like it. So we put it through a process and then we look to make sure that it's clean and proper from there.
That's sweet. And then for homeschooling families, are there certain type of series or certain shows that tend to be the top hits? Like, I know that everybody in this audience today is going to walk out and they're like, we have to try this. So if they got 1 month to try certain things for homeschooling families, what would you suggest would be the top titles they should check out first?
Well, I'm just a big fan of the drive-through history one myself, but that's part of the car thing with me. I don't know.
And planes.
Yes, I like speed like that. But in PureFlix.com, we're set up in a series of what we call feeds, right? So just like you might find romance, comedy, et cetera, you'll find an educational feed. And really, take that month's trial to just click through the educational feed, and you'll discover lots of stuff. As I said, the drive-through history, the 1-2-3 Penguin side, the series on the Constitution, on the World Wars history. You see, history keeps running through my brain. I'm sorry. It's just, I like that. And so that's what I tend to gravitate to.
Well, I think it's important for our kids to learn history. So many of the textbooks today in schools, they're taking out big chunks of history, of the foundation of our country, and truths that are just being erased. World War II, yeah. Nazi, all of that stuff is being deleted, where kids don't even know why we celebrate certain holidays. So by getting the truth of history coming from you, it really, honestly, it also, I have to just say from a personal, selfish motive here, it helps me know that it's some work that PureFlix does through the video streaming where I can teach for 20, 30 minutes and then take a break, for another 30 minutes and say, okay, we talked about this today, now we're going to find that subject on PureFlix, you guys can watch it, because visually, kids are visual. I'm a visual learner. If someone tells me something, I will forget it a couple minutes later. But if I see it through a video, it becomes life to me. I remember it. I can apply it. I'll want to go there and visit. Like this summer, I'm speaking a couple times coming up in July. We're taking the kids with. We're going on the road. And we're going to see Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. And we learned about it this year. And we saw Niagara Falls in different videos. And so it just becomes more exciting for the kids to see it. And with so many options on there, it gives me a break, and I still would advise parents, watch what your kids are watching for entertainment, but I know handing an iPad over, even if I'm not sitting there for that half an hour, they are safe because they're on PureFlix to actually get that entertainment. Mm. They're not going to see a five-minute scene that I'm going to hear from a distance and say, where are you located? What are you looking at? And so that helps.
You know, this is a good transition point to questions you might have for us. This power of media in the good that you're underscoring really speaks also to the negative power of media and why we have to combat it. Yeah. So what questions might you have? Yes, sir. You can watch it through a web browser, but you'll find Apple apps and Android apps and Roku apps and Chrome Stick apps and Amazon apps and on and on. We're on some smart TVs now, the Android-based TVs and the Roku-based TVs. We've got more smart TV apps coming this fall, so it's a never-ending cycle to build more and more apps to get on more and more devices. Yep. Yes, ma'am. Yep.
His Chasing American Legend is recently been put on there.
Yeah.
And so I was watching that this morning, and my nephew, who's been staying with us, has Netflix on his phone, and his parents let him watch it unsupervised.
Mm.
And I said, oh, how would you like to switch that over to PurePlex so you can watch this show that he was watching and he loved it? He's super excited. So away from the Switch that in there.
Perfect.
Amen. Thank you very much. Yes, there's a question behind her.
What's the cost?
The cost. The cost is $10.99 a month after that first free month, or $99.99 for a year. That's a 24% discount for the month. Most of our customers are moving to the annual subscription. Write it once, forget about it, and it's done.
And that's a lot cheaper than counseling for your child if they
can. There you go. There's a question here.
Ooh. More work for you, but it's worth it. That's a great idea.
You know, we're trying pure talk first. We've got lots of things we're experimenting with. We've talked a little bit about music possibilities. We've talked to some folks about games. Right now, we really need to concentrate on the video and make sure that we deliver that fully. And then as we're blessed with growth, more options open up. So I'm looking forward to that. Yes, ma'am.
Are you adding new content, regularly? Yep.
You yep.
know, my kids kind of feel like they need to reach the end of Netflix on things that they're allowed to watch.
So yeah.
Are you getting to the point where you're adding a lot of contemporary stuff?
Yeah, last year at this time, we were adding 50 titles a week to the library. I said to the team over the holidays, in 2017, we want to be able to add 100 titles a week. And they said, you're crazy. As of the middle of March, we started adding 100 titles a week. They figured out how to do it. And never hesitate. If you've got a particular program that you really like, look, it may be not licensable. There are some things that are just locked up. Like, for instance, God's Not Dead 2 is on our platform, PureFlix Movie. God's Not Dead 1, PureFlix Movie, is not on our platform. And to me, that's just like, well, why not? It's PureFlix, right? But it's because God's Not Dead 1, which came out before PureFlix.com launched, was licensed to Epix and Netflix and others. And so it's not available to us for many years yet, right? So if you've got titles, never hesitate to suggest them to us through support at PureFlix.com. We look at all of them. A lot of times we can't get it, but if we learn of something new, we go after it. And that's actually how we got Rick's program on. Someone told us, go get it. And we were able to do the deal.
Well, this is interesting timing, but my brother-in-law shoots a lot of movies, is very connected with Hollywood in a good way. He's a solid Christian from Nashville, and I have 4 shows I wanted to pitch later on today.
See?
Can I twist your arm? Can I twist your arm right now?
There you go.
Now you only have to worry about 96 for next week. I want to quickly add, oh, sorry. I do. A lot of kids are crying out and crying literally. I went to a couple of presentations over the years. I did several schools in San Diego, and some girls came up to me afterwards saying, Tina, we're forced to read these graphic. It was all pedophiles. They were glamorized in the required reading for their high school. And one or two girls came up to me afterwards. Oprah even was sharing it basically in support of it. It was crazy. And these girls were like, if we don't take the test by the end of the semester, we get an F. But if we're forced to read it, then we're reading it and we're having nightmares. So a lot of kids are complaining. They're talking to their counselors. They're talking to their parents. Parents are getting involved in the schools. Kids want positive. There's just a lack of it. Yeah. A lot of kids don't know PureFlix exists. When I give them suggestions like starting a purity fashion show and inviting your friends to come to the gym and or another, they love it. They don't even think about that. Starting a fashion line online, if you love fashion, girls are, yes, there's a lack of longer skirts than 4 inches. I tell them, you know, take your bed sheet, wrap it around your waist, and make a statement at school. And some do, and I've gotten emails. Then I say, hey, you go to a gas station, you see pornography in the front cover of a magazine, and you see an alcohol ad in the back, just take those magazines and get them covered up by other positive magazines. I have texts coming in. Yep, did it. Here's some pictures from an airport, whatever the case is. Kids are starting to think they want to bust past all the negativity. They just need role models that believe in them. They need parents that are involved. They need ideas because these kids are so intelligent. And if they can tap into the talents that God gave them to make a difference, they will blow all this negativity out of the water. Yes. Well, now that this is on Facebook Live, I might. I'm surprised to this day that I have gotten death threats in the past from what I've shared. But I have been speaking to kids whose parents are celebrities. I spoke in how many schools in the California region and in Hollywood. I'm surprised I didn't have a kid or get a call from a parent saying, my son just told me you exposed my XYZ. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can't find me. We live now in Missouri where it takes 4 hours from an airport to find me. So my husband's like, our address doesn't show up on GPS. We're moving there in a week or two. Don't let Google know. We don't want them to know where we live because of what you do for your job. I'm like, all right, I guess I won't notify Google. I want to rattle off in 1 minute to give you guys some other things that we've done in our personal house to protect our kids. I always monitor the time that our kids are on certain devices. They have to earn their time. And I have 4 kids, 8 and under, 8, 6, 5, and 4, who are right now helping my husband clean the house, doing that for me so I can be here. But they have to earn by homework, by doing chores. They get to earn their time. The funny thing is my mom did that to me, and I said, I'll never do that to my kids, and here's where I am. And then if they earn their 20 minutes on a video game, I don't let them play hours and hours and hours because then it seems like they when I go check on them, their eyes are 3 inches from the screen. Uh-huh. They don't cooperate when it's time to get off. I make them take a timer with them, and when the timer goes off, they have to stop. If not, they're grounded for a week, and they don't like to be grounded. So we do that. I also, they have to ask me first if they can do something. I have a charging station that's on my counter in the kitchen where we charge everything up. Now, the rules for my, one of my top strength finders, I don't know if you guys took the strength finders test. I thought it would be communicator. It's not. It's commander. I should have went in the Army. I don't know what I'm doing. So I tell the kids, you have to ask first. Take the timer with you. And I'm not going to put the iPad 8 feet up in the air where you got to ask, and I want you to obey with having everything right there where you can reach it because you have to learn how to obey. And it seems to work really well, including my soon-to-be four-year-old girl that's going on 14. When she says, can I play on the iPad? She knows where she can go, where she can't go on it. Which I share in my pop culture alerts what to do. But when the time is up, they bring it back, charge it back in there, and they're done. They know it. The other great thing, I throw them outside. They have to play outside in the sun. Yep. They've got to play and climb the trees, and I hope they don't break a limb. My husband's better on letting them do crazier stuff outside. Circle device I have set up in the house, which is on my website to learn about. Nothing can be in their rooms. I don't like them surfing on anything tech device in their rooms. I have a central location, like I said. I also order DVDs besides PureFlix, which is the main spot they go to when they stream. They also can get DVDs through Answers in Genesis and other great sources I have on my website as well at counterculturemom.com, where I know that DVD is coming from a credible source. Pluggedin.com is a great place as well to review what is going on for entertainment. Playlists on YouTube I set up, all that stuff. Smartphones for apps, great. Knowing what's going on.
Great. Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being a part of this.